Cheryl and Mary say, there are two kinds of people in the world today. One or the other, a person must be. The men are them, the women are we.
All right, did you all see the if you go to my show page, you should see, this is Madge Weinstein, lesbian with food allergies who didn't feel like hearing that fucking song again. Did you hear that? I knew something was off. Did you hear that goddamn shit? Jesus Christ, I totally forgot what I was talking about. What was I just talking about? Anyone? Hello? Oh, yeah, did you see my PayPal widget on my show page? Okay, go look at it now. It's just go to, the easiest way to see my show page is to go to Yeast Radio, and then in the sidebar you see it says the clicky thing with the .tv next to it. And then scroll down, and you see where it says, where you have this show description where it says, lesbian with food allergies discusses things, plays games. Right below that, you should see my new PayPal widget where you can purchase absolution if you voted for George Bush. I've created two categories of purchase. The first one is for $500, you get absolved if you only voted for George W. Bush in the year 2000. It's $500. It's really $500 a month, but it's kind of, you know, I have to work up to that. So basically, the first people that sign up for this get lifetime, well, death eternal, really, absolution for a one-time payment of $500 for if you voted $1,000. Sorry, no quantity discount. I really should charge more if you voted for both. So you can avoid hellfire and damnation. Only for a limited time only, because I'm just going to start doing it on a month, require monthly payments as soon as I can figure out how to do that with the PayPal widget, okay? So please do that. I need about, I need a lot of money, so I need a lot of people to do this. And $1,000 isn't that much when it's compared to help, you know, eternal damnation with Saddam Hussein and George Bush. He'll be down there eventually. Ronald Reagan. All right. Hello. So fuck Walgreens. I hate Walgreens. This is the third month in a row when I go to get my goddamn description and they won't give it to me. And I don't know. It's like, I think Walgreens has like a don't fly list, seriously, for medications or something. Because they won't give me my medications. Ever since I was in Florida and refilled it there, they've just fucked with me because they see that I refill prescriptions in two different cities and that just fucks with them. And, you know, I fucking hate this country. I really do. And I mean that sincerely. I hate this country. I hate that it represents assholism. Am I recording? I hate that it represents assholism above and beyond everything else. And you sort of mini guilt-ridden patriots can go get fucked. Because I really fucking hate a country that doesn't care enough about its citizens to guarantee health care for everyone. And has half the country being so fucking Nazi and stupid to fucking think that to have health care for everyone is socialism. When guess what? if you don't have health insurance, you still have health care. It's just twice as much money. The rest of the hospitals pay for it in write-offs. The government pays for it in bankruptcies. You know, it's like, are you that fucking stupid, people? I don't mean you, my audience. I have to talk to the people that don't listen. I have to think this way. I have to. Oh, Meisterly, I wanted to answer your question yesterday because you asked about the Poland. I didn't see your question until I left the thing on. So anyway, can you email me about this and we'll talk about it later, offline. Also, Angie Vera, get fucked. We've heard you say that again and again and again. How about buy your pussy, cunt? I know that's redundant. Buy your lips. Buy Angie Vera's cunt. Angie Vera, I got to tell you that thing that's between us that you sent me is amazing. I was listening to it this morning. I was completely blown away. So I will get back to you via email for sure. And Cher is there. Cher, did you see Reagan this weekend? Did you see Reagan this weekend? Because I know he asked me for your phone number and I gave it to you. Okay, now we're going to get to this real quick. I don't need a fucking excuse. Do you think I give a flying fuck, for Christ's sake? Jesus Christ, Cher. All right. Oh, I didn't turn my Skype on either. I'm not really ready yet. Hang on. What was I just clicking on? Jesus Christ. Invest in beans. Bean on. Shut up, people. You're all fucking nuts. All right. Bean oil is the main ingredient in crab paste. I'm going to kill myself. Me and Andy. I can't take that. I can't. What? Andy walked for over an hour yesterday? Are you serious? Okay, I'll do that. Very good idea. I will drink something cold. I have a big pitcher of tea. But I need to play a song, but there was something. I'm so not here for this. Will you stop? You know, I haven't been clicking on your things, people. You make, it's just like, I'm not that fast right now. Just let me wake up. Barack writes an open letter to the LGBT community. Get fucked. That was easy. Hello. Hold on. Hold on. I have a guest calling in. Hold on. I am. Hello. Is this Brett?
Yeah.
Tech Sephora.
Am I echoey?
No, you're fine. I said Tech Sephora.
Yeah. Hey, so Andy is just rocking these workouts, man.
I thought you'd be more gay sounding.
Oh, okay.
No, because most runners, they look like praying mantises, except for Griselda. She's normal looking. But most runners, they look like this.
I try.
They talk like that. But you don't.
I'm not a runner, though.
You're a triathlete, right?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
No, that's better. That means you're more well-rounded. Runners are insane. At the gym I belong to, they're having an indoor triathlon, whatever the Christ that means.
So well, funny. In Chicago, yeah, it's freezing your ass up.
So, will you talk about Andy for a second while I go get a glass of tea?
Yeah, no
you
problem.
You have a podcast, right? Zen and the Art of Triathlons.
Yeah, I'm getting a ton of echo on my end. You know how to.
Well,
cut
that's
that
not
out?
My problem because I don't. It doesn't affect me. I don't hear okay. It. Why should I care? Oh, you know why? You know why what? I should care? I shouldn't. No, because I think you're getting the echo because you're listening to the simulcast, too. So you should shut off the actual live stream while you're doing this. Just while you're on Skype.
Okay, I'm there.
Anyway, so talk. I'll be right back. I just got to get a glass of tea, put some equals in it, and stick a dildo up my ass and see how much duty it's got. Be right back.
All right, so... Griselda can actually.
I'm sorry. I know why it's echoey. I just realized that when I took the headphones off, my speakers are on. Sorry about that. Is it better now?
Say something. It's better.
Yeah, that's my fault. Oops. Wow, I did two things wrong in 1 week. Imagine that. Okay, I'm going now. Nice.
So Griselda can actually appreciate this. What I did with Andy is I told him to work out by hours a week. A lot of people get really confused, and they'll work out, I don't know, they'll buy gadgets and devices and do all this crap, and they do it all wrong. They don't know really what to do. And really what you want to look out for, or what you want to look for, is to work out X amount of hours a week. Somebody that's pretty healthy works out about 4 to 6, even up to 8 hours per week. And then up from there. And so you keep track of your workout time per week. And then you you total it up, and then you try to match it every week, and then go a little bit more, and kind of leave it up to you. But I want Madge to hear all this, so when she comes back, we'll keep it up. Her her apartment looks sort of out of kilter here. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Same-sex marriages. Brian Royal Oak is talking about snow earlier. And let's see, I personally believe that civil unions represent the best way to secure the equal treatment, but I also believe that the federal government should not stand in the way. States that want to decide on their own how to best to pursue equality in gay and lesbian, separate but equal. When will it be decided? Man, Madge is looking rough today.
Were you talking the whole time?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
So tell me about Andy.
Okay, so I hate to repeat it, but Andy. Oh. Well, no.
Repeat in a different way, maybe sing it or something.
Right. So Andy, and a lot of people that don't know how to work out or stay healthy, they see a lot of crap on TV, you know, buy this gadget, buy that, you know, and spend money here and spend money there. They just got no idea really how to work out. So people who really know what they're doing, they do hours per week. So, like, Madge, do you have an estimate of how many hours per week you work out?
I'd say about 5 of hard actual working out.
Okay. So, yeah, and I was saying earlier that between 4 to 6 hours, and maybe up to 8, is a reasonably healthy person.
So I'm a good lesbian then.
Yes.
I'm a good lesbian.
Very good. That's perfect. And that's a reasonably healthy person, is 4 to somewhere maybe up to 8 hours per week.
What's Andy working out? He did an hour yesterday?
Yeah. So what we did is I told him that, and then I set him up on a Google Calendar where he can put how long he's working out. And I'm not really interested in what he does so much as how long he's doing it. So, and then at the end of the week, we just add it up, and then we come up with, I think he's already up to 2 hours this week, and that's just in a few days.
So what activities count? Masturbating, fisting self?
Because in any one of those will get your heart rate up. So what you're looking for,
Masturbating for an hour a day? That's not
If you can do it.
That is not I do it. And trust me, it doesn't get my heart. I have a heart rate monitor. It doesn't fucking take my heart up that much. What the fuck do you do when you masturbate, Brett?
What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, you must be doing something really ridiculous. What do you do?
I think about Traflon and Lycra and neoprene, you know. So, and then what you do is you make sure that a couple of your workouts a week, one or two of them are really hard, and then the rest of them are really easy.
What do you mean?
And
really?
That's it.
Is that, but that's like, just for a beginner, right?
Or is that that's for everybody. For everybody. The experts say that Americans are really dumb, obviously. Because
no. That can't be.
No, because we always go out and work out the same effort level. And really the way to do it is you work out a couple times hard, and then the rest of your workouts the rest of the week are should be easy. And then you should take a day off completely from working out. So if you got a heart rate monitor, or you can, you know, test your pulse on your neck or something, then
– if you do interval training, isn't that
– You can.
I mean, but can't that be like instead of that, or no? Because if you're doing interval,
that could be one of your hard days. You just have to get a perception of what's a hard day and what's an easy day. So that's really
just for yourself. I see. So like, if I'm really worked up to the point where like, Jesus, was that a workout? Like yesterday, I had this yoga class where it's just the most ridiculous workout. Mm-hmm. But the teacher's so good because I can see her lips. And,
I look for that too.
Mm-hmm. What?
I look for that too.
Do you take yoga?
I do, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? It's pornographic. It truly is pornographic. People do perverted things.
And what's really cool, I could tell that you work out a lot and that you know what you're doing because you said you bike places and then you do yoga. And you and Cher doing your yoga together is really
Cher
great.
Cher is a filthy whore.
Because you need a little bit of that yoga in there to make things better. People that just run or just do one thing are not doing it right. They need to kind of mix it
up. Hello, Griselda, are you there?
So, anyway, the hard workouts are where you tear your muscles down. And then the easy workouts and sleeping and resting is when you give your muscles time to build back up.
Well,
so going out at a moderate effort all the time, like Americans tend to do, they just go out and run. They don't really know. They don't use a heart rate monitor. They don't pay attention. Or if they have a heart rate monitor, they just keep pushing it and they don't ever take. You're supposed to use your heart rate monitor to make sure that your hard days are hard and that your easy days are easy.
What's hard?
Everything. Your entire body.
Are you a heterosexual?
Yeah.
I thought I remembered that. It's hard because I have to keep a catalog. I mean, are you doing a book or something? I just read that on the pre-stand check.
Yeah.
Why is everybody writing a book all of a sudden?
I don't know, but it was funny as shit because I emailed the first chapter to my mother, who's actually she's got degrees of out the wazoo.
She's
of all kinds.
A proofreader. Or is that Andy Vera's mother? I was reading a pre-check.
No, my mother is excellent at that kind of stuff. And the email I got back from her was a suggestion that I get into emergency management, which was not what I was writing about. So,
what does that imply?
I started thinking that maybe the book was a disaster.
What a bitch. it sounds like some people I know, you know, where they are you
didn't
Jewish?
Even
mi-
yeah, she didn't even mention the book at all. She said, I've been thinking, how about you get into emergency management?
Are you Jewish?
No.
Sounds like something a Jewish mother would do. Just be super mean, passive aggressive. But with
I'm more Swedish than anything.
You're Swedish?
Yeah, I'm a big dumb Swede.
And how old are you?
34.
So she's telling you to change careers and you're 34?
Yeah, it was great.
What is your career now?
Stuff, technology, IT. Somebody's saying, marry me, Tex.
What fields? I mean, what vertical market?
GIS, Geographic Information System.
Jizz. Oh, jizz. I know several people in jizz.
All over it.
Oh, yeah.
Got jizz all around.
Okay, so and then the other who you're not affiliated with Podshow, are you?
No, I'm not. Okay. I tried. They didn't pay attention to me.
Oh God, you're lucky. I mean, oops. Right? Sorry, I sneezed. Like two people from, I am deflated. I was starting to, fuck you, Twinkle Boy. I just can't explain myself. I just seem deflated. Yeah, well. Sorry. Can't
so what's the deal with
every
the with,
fucking goddamn day, you bitch?
What's the deal with your medication? You went to Walgreens and they wouldn't give it to you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have to ask my doctor for approval, even though I just gave them the prescription last month and it had 5 refills on it. And then, in the computer, you know, this is what they said to me. And then in the computer, I looked and checked the status like a couple hours later after they told me that, and it said prescription ready, status ready. Mm-hmm. And I go over there on my bicycle in the 20 degrees, and they said, oh, no, your doctor hasn't approved it. I said, well, it says so on the screen. No, it doesn't. And this is the same thing that happened last month and the month before, and I hate Walgreens. What happens is there's some laws that have to do with transferring prescriptions over state boundaries.
Right.
And they have all these rules, like even though it's my own fucking prescription, they won't fucking tell you.
Right.
It happens to me too, Madge. I want to hear what happened. What Anita? Can you be more specific? So two people at Podshow are doing these books: Soccer Girl and the Amy who does the fitness attack show.
And yeah, Dawn's writing one. Have you heard about Dawn's book?
No. I have.
It's all about people losing their virginity.
Yeah.
She's doing the smart thing. She's having everybody else write it for her.
Well, that's Dawn.
Yeah. But, man, I love their show. Their show's great.
Yeah, I do too. But you know, there's this new entity called Podshow Press, and should be interesting.
So tell me about Griselda. I keep catching the end of her conversation. She's some kind of psychopath runner or something.
She is an elite athlete of Starbucks. They only have like five of them in the country. So yeah. She has a special sort of, it's almost like a scholarship where they pay her to go on all these exhausting runs, triathlons. Yeah, I think she does triathlon. And ultramarathons she just started doing. And they pay her, and they give her like a month extra vacation to do this. And, you know, so, because she used to be the tennis champion in Alaska when she was in high school. She's a very athletic person without being a lesbian. Very strange. Very depressive as well.
So a female athlete that wasn't a lesbian.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You know, at Starbucks, they keep them so caffeinated. You know, you sign up for anything.
She's a dirty whore.
So anyway, I'm really proud of Andy. It's unbelievable that what he did right off the bat. I was trying to get him out of the house first off, you know, and he said, "Well, I can go walk my dog," you know, and I said, "We'll do it."
And he did.
Yeah, and he lives out in East Tennessee, and I used to live in that area, and it is hilly.
Yeah,
so.
I've driven through there. Now, do you believe him though? You trust him?
Yeah, I believe him because his email to me said he's complaining about how much he hurts, so I know he did it.
Okay, because before he was dieting and he was lying for like a month.
Yeah, people do that. And I'm kind of thinking that we'll lay off the food, trying to change his eating habits for a while. I told him that once you start working out a lot, you'll feel how different foods affect you during your workout. And your workouts become kind of important. And then you won't want to eat like shit because it'll affect your you know, your walk or your run or whatever you're doing.
You know, that, I've heard that too, but that doesn't apply to me. It don't work. Mm-hmm. It likes me. And Griselda too. We both eat shit all day. Because we'll do the
like what?
Message. Well, she'll be like, "Oh, I'm eating three pieces of pizza right now." and I'll be like, I'm having a piece of, what the fuck is this, Chunka boy? Well, I would... I read a Spanish couple split, had a big bitchy court fest.
Oh, dog groom. I was once yelled at for washing a dog. I was yelled at that I was doing it wrong. It was pretty funny.
We're just
discussing politics. There's somebody discussing politics without you, they say.
Darn. You know, that's really how it should be. You shouldn't need Madge Weinstein present to discuss politics.
Yeah. Down here in Texas, they're terrified of both Obama and Hillary. Terrified.
What do you mean?
Well, you get in a group of people and they start talking about Hillary, but he starts snickering and, you know, making fun of her and everything. And it just... the general consensus down here is that, you know, she's a cold bitch, and there's no talking people out of it. It's become like, you know, the sun rises in the east.
They believe it, or because it's socially unacceptable to disagree?
Both.
And these are Republicans, Democrats, both, or there aren't?
Republicans, and then about half the Democrats, I'd guess.
What about Obama?
I think Obama just came out of left field. It's freaking everybody out because he, you know, he comes across as a really great speaker and leader,
mm-hmm.
but in the racist South, you know, the white people just have difficulty even imagining that a black person could be a leader, you know? So,
well, they have their fence to keep them busy.
Yeah. We've got this awesome fence going up It's, you know, not across the golf courses, though, just across people who actually need their land, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be something.
Okay, I'm back. What did you say about...
So they've delayed that fence by about 3 years, I just read, and it's probably because of Democracy Now! And everybody else talking about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good.
Okay, I have to go. Dude 2008 just sent me a remix of The Snap starring Andy Melton, so I have to hear
okay.
that.
Okay, so everybody...
Thank you for calling in. I'd like to have you come in when Griselda's... I think that would be fun.
Yeah, if she comes in, I'll pay attention and I'll try to hop on.
Well,
and,
do you talk to her on email or what?
No, I've never talked to her.
Okay.
But everybody support Andy. He's really doing it. He's doing it.
Yeah.
It's great.
We will. Remind me to send me an email like sometime after the show and I'll send you Griselda's email and you can be in touch.
Okay.
Maybe.
Very well.
Yeah. Bye, Brett. Thanks.
All right.
Fucked. Where's this fucking thing now? From this bitch. Where is this fucking thing, bitch? 2008, where's my remix? I don't fucking see it. Is it downloading? It's starting to work, Vera, but I feel a little challenged still. And you're just going to have to deal with the low energy level, you fucking bitch, Twinkle Boy. Why don't you take your dick out and show us on a fucking webcam? Maybe that'll get the energy up, even though I'm a lesbian. Why don't you do that if you really want to support the fucking show? Take your dick out. Shake your dick. Hold on. Maybe that'll wake us up. Oh, Twinkle Boy is speechless? I don't think so. Elaborate, bitch. Wanda had her third anniversary show. You should check it out. WandaWisdom.com. I was in it. So was a lot of people. Twinkle Boy was in it. That creepy, crawly, praying mantis monster, child-molesting thing. Cheryl Murkowski was in it. I was in it. Did I say that? Who else was in it? Your mother. I like, shake your dick. Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't tell me that's not in my fucking catalog of stolen music. Where is it? Fuck the pain away, diddle my skittle. Ah, here it is. It's not stolen. I was, like, totally kidding. I'm so totally kidding. I don't steal music. That's fucking awful. I'm a Jewish. I don't do that. We do things legally. Shake your dicks. God damn, it's fucking protected. See, I did pay for it. That's the fucking problem. So you pay for the music. You can't play it on your fucking pogrom. Yes, I can, though, because I got it. I got it patched through here. Let's see. Oh, no, that's not it. Fucking bitch. That's not it. Hold on. Come on.
All right. All you men, you boys, you guys.
I'm not dancing, so you can get fucked.
Then give me some of this.
What's R for? What's R for? Is that one of your infomercials?
You ladies, share. Are you with peaches?
I can't shake shit.
Let's try this. Are you ready? Shake your tits. Shake your tits. Boys like the lips swinging in the
oh, Nintendo DAs.
Now I'm back and stake in their own space. We're gonna kick it now and take your place. Come on and give us a taste.
I need to hit him. They're a little old.
With body to kill.
Fake.
I like to see just how you swing that thrill. Come on, baby, use that thing. You make my panties go pink. Shake your dicks.
All right, I'm obligated to mention something, and I'm going to do this quickly because I don't want to make a deal out of it. The reason I didn't make a big issue about Reagan being a douchebag to me is because I don't like the... is because for purely selfish reasons, okay, because I don't like bringing drama into my life with people, especially when they, you know, have ways to rationalize every last bit of inconsiderate behavior. But I have to do this because it's starting to make me look bad to other people, whom I respect because I'm not sticking up for myself. So, let's see, one second. I don't want this to be the subject of comments. I don't want this stuff to be on the... I just want this to be over and done with, okay? So, I would appreciate it if you don't engage. If you want to discuss this here and now, that's fine. But let's not discuss this on the chat room. I really don't want to have a long, drawn-out drama about this. But, So, Reagan posted in his live journal on February 22nd, 2008, Chicago Friends subject, in town Chicago, want to gay bar hop with me. I guess we know where his priorities are. I mean, this is really offensive. I'm sorry, but that's really offensive. Not only because he told me he was going to stay with me, even though I didn't care, because I figured he'd back out of it anyway. And he has already done that 2 months ago. But the whole time, yes, Reagan Fox. But the whole time that people have been saying shit to him, and there has been tons and tons of times, every last single time I have defended him, and you people know that. Jamie, are you fucking high? Do you have Tourette's syndrome? I mean, what are you just rambling on about in purple? Who, Reagan Fox? He's a little inconsiderate, right? No, I'm Mexican. Well, do you have a filter on your mouth? I mean, I don't. But if you're going to just babble, at least swear. Anyway. Yeah, thank you. So, you know, I defended this bitch so many times. But she's just been fucking... She's... You know, and part of it is, too, is I understand when people prioritize partying over friends. I do. I understand that. And when they get them mixed up, I do understand that because I've done it myself in the history. And it's a sensitive subject because I don't want people to... I don't know. I can't really describe it, but I don't like to be... I want to do the right thing, is what I'm saying. I want to do the right thing. I don't want to misunderstand what some... I can't fucking explain it. In other words, it's different from somebody just being a douchebag when it's related to priorities, okay? But this bitch dissed me, and it ain't right, okay? And I'm done defending her. So, you know, I'm done defending her. You know, she's had her feelings hurt many, 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 many times. And the slightest thing is a slight to her. She's very quick to write off people, especially me. And it's rude. And I really find it offensive. And, you know, the last time when she was in town and had told me, and Cher, I believe, I'm not sure about Cher, but it said, you know, we're going to get together, and then calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, which alone in itself is inconsiderate backing out. I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. Seriously. So, anyway, I guess I'm done with that. I don't have a way of putting it, of expressing it like I thought I would. I just needed to put that out there because I was pissed off. And that's on her live journal's Friends Only, so if you go to look at it, you won't see that post. But you all will. No, you won't, actually. There's all these, like, you know how there's these bar magazines? If you're gay, there's all these gay bar magazines in big cities where they have pictures of people that look all tweaked out and really disgusting and look like they have AIDS. Not that AIDS is disgusting, but you know what I mean. Disease, is that better? And then they think they're really hot because they shave their chests. Well, he posted a bunch of pictures like that. Could you call her? No, you know what? Why don't you call her? Would you like her number? I have talked to her. You know what? This is fucking ridiculous. Talk to the person. You know, you email me, Miserly. You can call her. You know what? I have talked to her many times. Many times. You know, now you think I should call her after she disses me twice and ask her to explain because she, I owe her that? Is that why? You'd love for us to patch it up. Everybody else, I was the last person to have a problem with her. Although she's on Reagan's, she was on Manja's and Wanda's 3-year anniversary show, so I don't imagine they have an issue together anymore, if they ever did. But come on, give me a break. Give me a break. So, you know, oh my God, this chat room is completely worthless. I'm just expressing myself. I don't fucking care what you people say. It's just bullshit, okay? It's bullshit. But anyway, and I don't have my medication today, too, which doesn't help. No, he wasn't mad at all for me not meeting him. Oh my God, Cher, why don't you just call me? I can't take this. I can't even talk. Ugh. I just think it's rude when you tell somebody you're going to be in town, you're going to stay with them, and then you post on your, and then you don't call them, you ignore them, and then you tell them in their live journal to, you solicit strangers to go bar hopping with you, which I therefore imply that bar hopping is more important than seeing friends. That's all. Now, to be fair, he did text me and ask for Cher's phone number, which I replied, but I had forgotten that he was coming this weekend, because when he said he was coming, I really didn't think he ever would. And I offered him, I have a gift certificate at the Palmer House, this 4-star hotel, and I offered it to him. I'm like, look, you can have this. Because I figured he's probably just going to want to go out and party anyway. But it's the whole point about just, you know, whatever. Why bother? You know, it's just nutty behavior, and I don't like it. And it doesn't really matter, but it's just obviously this, you know, apparently, I would say our relationship is over. He doesn't need it anymore. That's the impression I get. And I'm done defending him. And I feel, honestly, I feel really embarrassed for having defended him all those times. Like when he quit this Eat This Hot show, which basically ended the show, after I had, you know, and because he was being, you know, he was being abused by my audience, you know, I totally defended him, totally stuck by him 100%, because that's what friends do to each other. But what friends don't do to each other is go bar hopping for the second time they're in Chicago and don't visit their friends or even call them or be respectful enough to explain anything except at 2 in the morning. All right. Cher, if you don't call me, I have Skype credit on my fucking thing. I'm going to call your fucking cell phone, man. Shut up, Peaches. Where's that sound coming from? Okay, I'm going to rise above this. Even though I don't feel like it, I am going to look at my items that I had intended to do on this show anyway. Okay. You have to leave for yogurt. Cher, I don't think we're going to do yoga tomorrow, if you don't mind, because Cher, because I felt bad karma in my life, so selfishly I decided to call my sister and ask if I could babysit on Saturday night. This is the kind of self-abuse thing I do. Have I said too much? I've said all I can think of to say to you. Is Annie Vera still there? She's been awfully quiet. Carla's there. Hi, Carla. All right. Now, the problem is, and the reason I started late is because I couldn't get the Ustream to work on the other computer, so I'm running it off the laptop, which means it's hard to switch back and forth. All right. Love in an elevator. Da-na-na-na. Don't fucking feel sorry. I mean, you don't need to go all out. This isn't really a big deal. It's just I'm also unbalanced. And I know I'm going to regret mentioning it because he's an attack dog and he's going to go off. And no matter what happens, like if he burned down the Empire State Building, he would find a way to make it your fault. Okay. So that's why I didn't want to bring it up. Okay. Okay. And I don't give a shit what you people do. I don't care if you're friends with him and what you do, if you listen to his show. I don't care. You know, I don't want you. I don't need you to defend me or anything like that. I don't even need you to acknowledge my pain. I just needed to get it out there. That's all. Ignore the Reagans. Easy for you to say. You're in fucking Texas. That doesn't make sense. Reagan's not from Texas. Was he? I saw this really interesting documentary about 1983. It was a Channel 4 BBC documentary, but they talked about this. It was a little hyped up. I would have linked to it or something or recommended it more highly, but the ending was kind of weak, but the premise was that in 1983, the U.S. and the Soviet Union came really close to an actual all-out nuclear war. I came to the conclusion after watching this whole two-hour thing that it was hyped up, that I don't think that's really true, but it was really interesting because the documentary shows how paranoid both sides were and how it was really even beyond, it was really about human nature, because they interviewed a lot of people that were at the very top of the Soviet Union and the U.S. at the time. Like even the pilot that shot down this 747 that was holding like 250 Korean Airlines passengers in 1983. And the Soviets shot it down because they supposedly thought it was a U.S. spy plane. They interviewed that guy. They interviewed the head of the KGB, who's still alive. So these were really interesting interviews. And but you know, they go back and forth, and they explain what was going on. And what's very clear throughout the common theme in this movie, and I think it was called 1983 or something. It's on ChomskyTorrents.com or .org rather. As in Noam Chomsky. I don't know if there's a P or not. I never remember it. If you have AIDS, make lemonades. That's excellent advice. Jaime. Is it Jaime? Jaime or Jamie? A Hyman. Yeah, Hyman will work. Yeah, thank you. But really the thing is, it's about human nature. Because they show... Because I have to repeat myself because I can't remember my sentence. Because I thought, now I'm thinking about Hyman's. And when my friend Buster Hyman, God, isn't that terrible? Buster Hyman. Remember that joke? All right. Listen. Teach a man to build a fire and he'll be warm for a day. Set a man on fire and he'll be warm for life. Now he'll be dead. Well, you're right, though. He will be warm for life. Okay. Listen, so it just shows how, like, in this movie, like the Soviets were afraid of this, and then Reagan was afraid of this, and then they were afraid of this, and it was just people being afraid of each other instead of, and it made very clear, this movie made it very clear that you have to talk to each other, that you have to have diplomacy, but beyond that, you have to trust each other, because even if you don't trust each other, you're going to be paranoid and kill each other. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. And then Reagan, the other thing that I thought was interesting is that Reagan, you know, this is also part of why I would have posted this movie somewhere, but it was a little too U.S. biased. I thought they weren't critical enough of the U.S. And they talked about, or they said that Reagan, you know, they read from his diary, which I think is a crock of shit. Of course he's going to put in his fucking diary things that make him look like this sensitive old queen, you know, with his Grecian formula hair, his lopsided lesbian head. He looked at this shrunken head. This is Madge not on drugs. Yeah. But Reagan. Why are we talking about all these different Reagans? Okay, but so they talk about how he saw that movie The Day After, which was this big TV movie about, you know, nuclear war and what would happen. Very sensational. And he had a private screening of it in the White House. And he wrote in his diary, according to this movie, you know, he wrote in his diary, oh, I didn't realize how horrible it is. Oh, this is terrible. We must avoid war at all costs, blah, blah, blah. And then, that's why he did Star Wars. And I'm like, he said the most alarming statistic was that 150 million Americans would die. And that, I was not sleeping yesterday, I was thinking, well, how many Americans died of AIDS so far? I mean, not Americans, but people. How many people, does anybody know? What's the count? How many people have died of AIDS? Yeah, I was going to, I want to mention that prison thing. How many people have died of AIDS in the world? I know it's isn't it just an extraordinarily high number in the order of millions and millions? 60 trillion, right. Now that's the deficit. All right, anyway. Let's see. So now let's go to my news items because I did. Oh, that. And then I ate 4 packages of oatmeal. Like the whole grain kind. So it just makes your fart smell like they're just raw sewage, but worse. 2.1 million last year. No, but I'm talking total. I want to know the total in history. Number of people. I mean, because it's more than 25 million people have died of AIDS since 1981. Now, that's not as many as would have died in an all-out nuclear war, but that's a lot of Hiroshimas. That's 50 Hiroshimas, I believe. So, not that, I mean, I think Reagan could have done a lot. I think Reagan had the capability, if he had been a good president and a non-homophobic, bigoted, insanely horrible president, that he could have stopped it. I think he could have stopped it. You know, if he had talked about it, when so much of it spread through the blood banks and all that crap, he could have allowed, well, so could have Clinton for that matter. I mean, Bill Clinton fired Jocelyn Elders, who was a Surgeon General, when she wanted to put condoms, and this is why I didn't vote for Clinton the second time. She had a plan to give out condoms in public schools. And the right wing was so against this plan to protect children from getting AIDS that that they wrote letters to everybody in their constituency and said, you have to write letters to Clinton and demand that he fire Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders. And he did within a week. So this is why I don't like that man. This is why I didn't vote for Clinton the second time. Though I will concede that his wife's health plan does appear to look better than Obama's, and there was a good comparison on Mother Jones comparing domestic policy of Obama and Clinton, and there's not a whole lot of difference, but it does compare them. Okay, let's see. Gmail. I mean Google Reader. Let's see. I have some Google Reader. Yeah, so as Texifornia was telling me, 1 in 100 Americans are in jail. It gets even worse, though, when you break it down by race. Oh, my God. Lady Bunny went to... Lady Bunny was an MC, not an MC, but she was like the main entertainment person. She was kind of like an MC, basically, of the Porno Academy Awards in San Francisco this weekend, or this week, maybe. Anyway, she's posting pictures on ladybunny.net, and the girl is, she's just off the, she's out of control. There's like pictures of her next to these porn star dicks. I mean, she's out of control. Look at her blog. I can't. She did a couple goatsies, I think, too. Yeah. There's, I should edit this show. Let's see. There's so many interesting stories here. And plus, Max sent me some, too. I may have to go pretty over today, even though I'm... Jesus Christ. 49 minutes I've been talking, and I haven't said a goddamn thing. Oh, I hate myself sometimes. What I should do is call the fucking Walgreens. Okay. 1.6 million Americans are in prison. That's fucked. Now, what's really interesting, and this is why I liked, this is why I brought this up. This was from a blog that I like, but I can't, I unfortunately am organized in such a way that I didn't write down the name of the blog, and I apologize for that. But a blogger wrote, 1.6 million Americans are in prison, but Cheney is on the outside, and George Bush is on the outside, and the Keating Five are on the outside. The entire mafia of American upper-class privilege strips the wealth of a nation, destroys life around the globe, operates outside the law, and gets away with it, while inner-city hard cases get cracked for a little weed and put away for years, where they won't be cluttering up the unemployment statistics. And don't forget, they also will give free labor to the for-profit prisons and the companies that they contract out their slave labor to. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. Incarceration rates are even higher for some. One in 36 adult Hispanic men is behind bars based on Justice Department statistics in 2006. One in 15 adult black men is too, as is one in nine black men between 20 and 34. I mean, this is a mess. This is really a mess. I thought, and you hear people like George Bush talking about freedom and never once defining what freedom means. Freedom is what? Freedom is the freedom of white people to put black people in jail. And they say racism's gone because we have a black candidate for president. I think we're going to have to maybe think a little bit more on that issue. Don't you? I haven't been looking at the chat room because of the way, the problem is because I'm using the laptop, I just don't have enough screen. So if somebody wants to navigate the chat room for me in a good way, like the way Mark did yesterday, then please, by all means, call me. That fucking bitch, The View, is about to start this phase. Have you ever heard of a goddamn TiVo, you fucking crazy bitch, Vera? You ever heard of a goddamn TiVo? They don't have TiVos in Los Angeles? Or are you just too old to work one? You just like, I can't work the TiVo. Come on, Vera. Let's see. Anyway. What about Twinkle Boy? Can he do that? I need help. Somebody? Oh, well. I guess not. Britney Spears' crotch is visible again. Oh, God. Madonna's coming out with a new album. Good thing there isn't debtor's prison anymore. What? Too fucking old. Uh-oh, I think I just made Vera mad. Vera, do you have a TiVo? I'm just going to wait here for an answer. I'll wait till The View ends. I'm 58, Vera. I'm allowed to call people old. Oh, my God. God, I can't even get this fucking check to work now. It's like, God damn it, it won't fucking work. Hold on, I gotta just type something. This check room sucks. I gotta put a period in here because that's what I'm having. I hate when I have periods now because I don't have a uterus or something. I don't remember if I have a uterus or not, to tell you the truth. I have to check my old shows. Big lag. What are you calling me? I see you. Yeah, Vera. I'm going to pretend at this point that I'm not having a show because I just... Not that I haven't been doing that all the time, but because I have no energy. I couldn't sleep. And I hate being on psychoactive medications from the psychiatrist anyway, but unfortunately I end up in a mental hospital and I'm not. The show is prolapsed. True. All right. Oh, where's the remix of The Snap? That'll cheer me up. Let's see. Let's see. Attachments. I don't have no fucking snap. Where's my Snap remix? Rhythm is a dancer. It sure as hell isn't. Shut up. Where's my Snap remix? Who mailed me that? Where's my Snap remix? I'm not down, you fucking whore. God damn it. I'm just fucking normal. Jesus Christ. People are such cunts. God. All right, well, somebody sent me a song. Oh, that's you. I'm sorry I didn't put the name together. I did get the song. I haven't listened to it, but I thought it was Michael Carino that sent it. I'm sorry, I got my... Here it is. Okay, I better be good after all this. The Snap. There's this moment that's become rather famous called The Snap. Moon, still a moon, still a moon, still a moon. High barrel modeling. Let's see. I have a vagina. Bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. All right. Let's see. I mean, I say idiots because they are.
I went walking this morning.
Would you ever consider using a dildo on me? All right. Let's see. Not Andy. Would I? Hair lip. Get it? Would I? Hair lip. Moon, still a moon, still a moon, still a moon, still a... Maybe now I will actually get some foam on my latte. That's not the answer to the question. Andy Melton? Oh, I think you said Jung Chang.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch!
Praise the Lord. Why? That is fucking retarded. I think, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Andy, my point is just this.
Okay!
Oh, that should burn some calories at least. Go for it.
Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer. I will go off on your ass.
Gandy Melton. Cheap. Hello. That was very good. I included some stuff from yesterday's show, I think. I don't know how you did that so quickly. Israel unleashed airstrikes on Gaza, killing 20. Among the Palestinian dead were a baby and four boys, who medical staff said were playing soccer. That's disgusting. Here's some more good news. I think this is a really poignant way to sort of bring home the global warming issue. I think it makes it really concrete for those of us in denial, pretty much everyone. This is from the New York Times. In Norway, I'll just read. There's a seed vault. I mean, what this story is telling us is that, and I'll still read it, but I'm falling asleep. I'm not. I really hate having to rely on a on this institution, Walgreens, and the medications they provide for my sanity. That's ridiculous. You know? I'm going to talk to my psychiatrist and see if I can wean off some of this shit. Yeah, right. Look at me in my fucking dress. Jesus Christ. Like, that'll fucking work. Anyway, don't fucking give me advice. I hate when people... I'm just joking about it. The last thing I want is when fucking people that have no idea what my mental condition is and have no medical degree try to judge my medications. People do that all the fucking time. You know what? Because people think because they can read a fucking insert in a goddamn medication or they can Google the physician's desk reference that they know everything that they need to know about medication and can therefore tell me what to do. You know? So I'm just buy gold. I should sell my urine. I was thinking of bottling my neti pot water and selling that. All right. With plant species, I thought you were watching The View, Vera. Aren't you watching The View, or is there a commercial? Bitch. With plant species disappearing at an alarming rate, scientists and governments are creating a global network of plant banks. Well, that sounds nice. Plant banks to store seeds and sprouts. Oh, fuck this. I can't even have the goddamn computer read it. Wait, hold on. Let me see if my Walgreens is ready yet. Let me click. in process. Fuck you. You know what? Oh, God, help me. Yes? Hello? Oh, hold on a sec, Scott. I can't hear you. Just 1 second. Hold on. Okay, I can hear you now. Hello? Chris? Chris? I lost you. Oh, well. Maybe you didn't want to talk to me. Elizabeth? Oh, there. Hello? Chris, why don't I hear you? Oh, hold on. Are you there? I don't see nothing in this moving around. I think this is your fault, Chris, because I was talking to somebody else. I was talking to somebody else a minute ago and it worked. Let me see if it works when I call the Walgreen. Yeah, see, it works. It's you, Chris. Something's wrong on your end. Oh, hold on. There's the Vera. This is Walgreens. How may I help you?
Yeah, I need my heart medicine. I've fallen. I gotta. My pills are on the floor. Can you help me? Help me!
Oh, wait, wait. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on.
Andy, my point is just this.
I'm dying.
Hold on.
Your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates.
It is, yes, it is, you stupid bitch.
No. You're the customer.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch.
I need to take the customer service.
Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer. I will go off on your ass, okay?
Oh, that should burn some calories.
I'm better. Oh, my.
Hold on. Let me fix this. Help. Vera.
There is no help, my sweet darling.
I am so completely at a loss right now.
Well, all I can say is this has been the most fascinating live video stream I have ever witnessed. To be able to grip us, to hold us while you are seconds away from dozing off, just proves the magnificence of your personality. Even at death's door, you are still a gripping force of nature, my love.
At sleep's door.
At sleep's door, I should say. Even when Morpheus has got you by the titties, you're still going strong, darling.
You know what? And they wonder why people every fucking day blow up malls. I mean, I'm trying to think what that poor guy wanted when he shot five women at Delane Bryant. I mean, I bet he was a drag queen and he wanted a fucking outfit in a size 20.
They kept shipping him to new departments and new people. Oh, for extra large dresses, press 9. For extra large dresses, press 4.
If you're a retarded whore, press 6. If you think I'm a retarded whore, press 7. If you want to die a slow, miserable death that makes Abu Ghraib look like a walk in the park, press 155,293,000, you fucking dumb customer. But we're going to close.
I'm getting a gun. I'm going to take motherfuckers out.
They're gonna close for 3 hours. They're gonna put out a press release and teach people how to put people on hold properly. Uh-huh. And they're gonna lock up all the medications in a vault in Sweden because we're prepping for extinction and they don't want to lose the technologies for the cockroaches when they come of age.
They're desperate to up the suicide rates. Course 503. Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. Today we're going to learn how to up the suicide rates. When you get the person on the phone, make sure that you repeat the words, "I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you said. Let me put you through to the other department." After the fourth department has been reached, make sure that whomever answers that phone says, "Could you please explain your situation to me one more time?"
I think they figured out that when a patient is dead, they don't require reimbursement.
That's it. It's all monetary, baby.
And then they get to keep the controlled substance. You know, how much you want to bet that's what's going on? Okay, because this refill, on the screen, that same thing that showed one refills just now, it had 3 refills.
Okay.
Just, it had three refills yesterday.
Did you notice how calm every single person that talked to you on the Walgreens phone was? They're all taking your drugs.
Fuck yeah.
They're all calm and in a state of peace because they got your two refills.
Did you hear the part when I asked them if they wanted me to jump off a bridge or were you watching The View?
No, I had you on the entire time. I had The View on and low in the background.
Oh, my God. You mean I could compete with Baba Wawa or internet?
Baba, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard it, and I was laughing my ass off, but mostly because of your takes to the camera. You were fucking killing me. That's a showbiz term. You may not understand it.
Takes to the camera?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? I mean, I guess what it means, but what does it mean?
Well, first of all, if you're hearing something really stupid and you want us to be with you on it, what would you do? You'd look at the camera, right? Exactly. That is a take to the camera, my sweet love.
That's you know who was the master of that? Mr. Roper. He was the master of that.
Are you talking about Three's Company?
Yes. Remember, there were the first. Yeah, Mr. Roper. Remember, it would make my life every time he would do this. And his wife would be like, nag, 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 nag. And he'd go, and then he would say something mean to her like, Christ, you're ugly.
That's Norman Fell.
Yeah. I was just reading about Jack Tripper. His wife is suing their cardiologist for about $64 million for wrongful death.
Yeah, well, she needs the money. You know, she's only got a couple of million.
You know, it makes me sick. I mean, I'm totally for single-payer health care and all that, but it makes me so sick when I see people abuse the system. The little sorry excuse for a system we already have by suing $6 to $8 million. I mean, the doctors, I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, I could have sued Dusty's doctors, but you know what? It's not worth it. And I figure, you know, medicine is not a perfect science.
It causes astronomical malpractice insurance to be paid, which raises the ridiculous rates that we pay now even higher up. And it is, you've said it before, Madge, the system is beyond sick and it's beyond repair. The medical, my sister's a nurse epidemiologist, which is and she deals with hospitals and doctors and nurses all the time.
Epididymis? Isn't that part of the penis?
Yes, it is. And she specializes only in that form of medicine. So if anyone has a problem with their epididymis, I can't ever see you. You ask me to call you. I try to talk seriously. And what do I get? I get grief from you. If you want grief, please press one. If you want extreme grief, please press two. If your ass falls out of your hole, please press five. You like it when I talk like this? Please press five. You get the Chinese food. You want that? You want the Chinese food? Okay. If you want a stir-fried rice, please press one. If you want an egg roll with that, please press two. You get it all for $5.
I'm just letting you do the show. I don't need to do anything. My self-palate is relaxing.
What's a good...
Even though I've already had 2 hours of show. Nice picture of Mr. and Mrs. Roper, by the way. I loved her dresses. Can you get me... Find out where are those fucking dresses she used to wear? Those are the dresses I need.
They're in a goddamn costume lab, probably from whatever costume shop, from whatever studio produced that piece of shit.
That was the worst sitcom ever made, wasn't it?
God, I hated that. I could not watch it. It absolutely fucking makes me sick. And Joyce DeWitt still has a fucking career out of it. If you've ever been to her website, it's hysterical that she's still around. The dark-haired one?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Oh, man.
Well, so does Three's Company with her plastic surgery. Remember that whole thing she faked cancer? She faked breast cancer.
Well, she's branched. You got to give her the fact that she's branched out. But it's because of that
cancer with her liposuction thing.
Yeah, you know, her thigh master and her butt master and her twat master and whatever else she's, you know, mastering.
Texas wants to know if you can do Sean Connery.
Yes, I can do. I can do. Let's see. Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred. Yes, Money Penny. I like it like that. Shaken, not stirred. That's as close as I can get. But I can do Michael York in there. I can do Michael York.
Imitation is sexy.
When I saw Cabaret for the first time, I just about died and thought that I went to heaven.
I'm a lesbian and everything, but I can still appreciate a beautiful man. You know, as the same way that you can appreciate a statue of a woman.
I understand completely.
The first movie I saw him in was not Cabaret. Was actually the boat. This movie called something of Beaugest.
I don't know that one.
It was a movie. I don't think it ever went anywhere. Something about Beaugest.
Did you ever see the movie called Something for Everyone with Michael York and Angela Lansbury?
No, but I love that. Love the Barry. I watched Bedknobs and Broomsticks last week.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm retarded.
I'm sorry. No, Angela Lansbury can take a dump, and it's incredible. I mean, she's beyond belief.
When I was watching that, I thought to myself, you know, this movie would not get made today because it's about witchcraft.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. No, strip club DJ Michael York was not on Bewitched. That was Dick York.
Good Lord, no. We are not talking. I would not call Dick York sexy. Wasn't he also in Murder on the Orient Express, or am I totally off?
Yes, he was. He played married to Jackie. Who was it? Jackie Bissett?
Yeah.
Yeah, married to Jackie
Bissett. Wasn't that a fantastic movie, too? Wasn't that
unbelievable?
A fantastic movie?
Have you seen the other Agatha Christie films of that same era and type, the Evil Under the Sun and Appointment with Death and what was the other one? Oh, they're incredible, Madge. You have got to get these
movies.
You know
which one I really liked, though, was the spoof of those, the Murder by Death? Do you remember
that's Capote? One of my... Say your goddamn prepositions! Of course I remember that.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mine too. I absolutely love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All right, so what do I do now? Do I leave all that in the program, or do I edit it out?
Well, you're going to have a hell of a time with all the silence, Madge, because you were silent for...
I don't mind that. Hold on.
Hello, Matt.
Fucking slam me. Did you slam me?
I'm trying to put you together with the Texifornia. Okay, there you are. I had somebody else.
Hello, Madge. This is Sean Connery.
No, it isn't. It's Brad.
I'm a... Walgreens just called me in and wants me to talk to you about your previous phone call.
Vera.
Sounds like Walter Brennan.
Vera, what were you saying? I'm sorry, Brett. Hold that wonderful thought. About the silence.
I don't... Oh,
I like the silence. I don't mind that. I mean, it's already a two-hour show. Nobody's going to listen anyway. And see, if it's 2 hours, if I leave the silence in, that means chances are nobody will hear it, except for people that I need to hear it, like basically just Gerald.
Well, the people are not real smart out here in Cyberland, so if they hear long periods of silence, they're going to think your show has ended
The thing is, I did... I mean, it was perfectly legal. I mean, I told them I was recording for quality purposes.
Well, there's a little problem there, my love, in that you didn't actually tell anybody you told the camera because you, at the time that you were disclaiming that, you were hearing a recorded message. So you weren't actually talking to the person. In other words, you have to tell the person that you are speaking with, this may be recorded. You have to tell that person.
No,
so that
I
that
did.
Person
I did. That was a person that said that to me. It was a person.
Yeah, but it was a recorded person.
What's going on around here?
How should I know? It wasn't a recording. It didn't tell me it was a recording.
All right. Well, you know what?
It was just an actual person repeating himself. Why on earth do you think it was a recording?
Well, maybe I'm mistaken.
You're making an assumption. I think it's reasonable to assume a human voice on the phone is speaking to me, especially since I haven't had medication in 3 days. I think it's perfectly reasonable for me to misunderstand or properly understand something like that. A human being told me that they were recording my phone call for quality purposes. I said, okay, so am I. What's the fucking problem?
A gunshot was heard.
I was trying to answer my own question. The question was, should I leave it all in or not? Not was it legal?
Well, I don't fucking know. If you want long periods of silence in your show, leave it the fuck in.
I have. You know what? They just added a new feature to Ustream. I just noticed they have a co-host feature. It's brand new. Oh my god, this is great. Like Blog TV with the retard. Welcome to Ustream co-host feature. You may use this tool to invite members of your audience to participate in your show, Grum, as live guests or bring in other Ustream shows as part of your own streams. Oh my. Who wants to co-host?
You don't need me, Madge.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I can't use that feature because I record this for Pubic Access. Fortunately, none of that Walgreens business was on the video.
That is fortunate. I think you'd get it. It would be a little dicey in that arena.
It'd be awesome, though.
Well, it was awesome here. It was a shared experience. Every single solitary one of us has been through that bullshit.
I'm going to make a poll. Take out Walgreen.
Wrenched ankle.
Stuff. Yes. No. Okay.
My evil twin. No, I cannot do Michael Caine. I'm not good at imitations at all.
Okay. No. Should I take out Walgreen stuff? So far, I have 3 no's, 0 yeses, 5 no's, 6 no's. Well, who am I to disagree with the public? I mean, after
just
all,
swim against the tide.
The polls that worked for Bill Clinton. Brett, are you still there?
Well, one poll worked for Bill Clinton.
Oh, sorry.
This poor man thinks he's Sean Connery. I can't have 2 Sean Connerys on the line. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm not Sean. He can be Sean. Let him just go. Go, Sean, baby, go. Well, I'll be pussy galore.
Oh. Well, I just called him because we seem to have some sort of problem with your pharmacist.
With my vaginas?
With your insurance company has called me and says the pharmacist
like
seems
Connery
to have some
married
sort of
Jimmy Stewart.
Problem.
You know who reminds me of Jimmy Stewart?
Okay, I can't do it. God damn it.
Okay, can I just tell you something? And I know nobody will agree with me because they never do. I fucking hate Jimmy Stewart. I hate that fucking way he talks. And what bothers me about that show, fucking Desperate Housewives, is the guy Mike, the psychotic plumber.
I don't watch popular TV. I only watch The View and The Price is Right, so I don't know the reference. I'm sorry, god damn it.
Why aren't you hoity-toity? You watch The Price is Right?
Yeah, only after
I just watched Designing Women.
Second half of The Price is Right after the first half of The View. I have a very, very sedate life. My life is very calm. My life is one that many aspire to but few can reach. I have the time to watch The Price is Right. And curtain.
That's it. Show.
All right. So it's unanimous 8.
Well, am I even on anymore? That
yeah,
is?
You're on. You're on. Oh. We're on still. It's just us. Madge left.
Yeah. So what was your favorite character on Designing Women?
I loved the blonde, Jean Smart. I loved, adored Jean Smart. Yeah, I think she's. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hold it.
I just imagine that any minute.
It might be my agent.
Minute, Julia.
It is my agent.
Rip off her clothes and have some sort of leather outfit on underneath.
Do you need to hang up, Vera?
No, I'm just going to mute this and then my message machine will pick it up. No, I don't need to go, my darling, but I think you do.
I think you're right. I haven't slept in a year, thanks to the Walgreen. Isn't that great how they didn't want to refill my prescription? They had it all wrong, and they didn't know it. And I knew it, but I was powerless to explain it to them.
This is a world of powerlessness, my love.
You think they could get it right with the Walgreens on every street corner, you know? It's like Starbucks.
Now I'm going to have to call my pharmacist and explain my doctor and explain why the fuck. Whatever, I got to go. All right, let me see. I'm going to play something to end. I never find anything good to end with anymore. I need a really bad, nasty, mean song to dedicate to the Walgreen.
So you keeping it in?
You know, that's not the first time I've heard that.
Push it in? Just the tip.
I got a tip.
I need a...
Let's play a game. Let's hop in the water fountain and then you climb my back. See how high you can get up.
I'm just going to search for cunt on my... on my thing here. Oh, I don't even have any good cunts. All right. This isn't a song, but this is how I'm ending. Goodbye, I almost called Lady Bunny. Lady, whatever the fuck your name is. Andy Vera, goodbye,
Auntie Vera Charles. Why is that so difficult for you, my darling?
Text a fornicator.
Fuck you.
Get fucked.
Good night. Have a good
weekend. Write me.
Of course I absolutely will. I have lots to say, but it's going to be a few hours.
Get your medicine first.
Wait, somebody voted yes.
Please, get some medicine in you quick.
Somebody voted to take the Walgreens stuff out. Would you please elaborate, person who said that?
See, look, this is so typical. 900 no's, but one yes gets the attention.
And that's the person that calls Walgreens
and
complains.
It's actually the Walgreens chick who filled his prescription for him.
She's secretly a Madge fan.
Yes, she's saying yes, yes. But that's the way of people. You'll get 400. You look great today. Oh God, you look so good today. You get one person who says, I don't know. I don't like that dress on you.
But the only part
of this show I'm going to take out is the part where Antivirus says that it's illegal.
I didn't say it was illegal.
You can just get one person to call into your local representative and complain and change a whole bunch of shit though, that's the upside of all this, you know.
What do you mean?
One person complains, you know, to Walgreens and says, you know, they did something bad here or whatever, then Walgreens goes ape shit on you. But on the other hand, you know, if you don't like something going on, all you got to do, like in your town or whatever, you know, you just complain.
You know what? You're right. And it's worth it because, you know, this is really wrong and this is truly affecting people's lives. I mean, imagine if this was a drug that you really need to keep your body alive.
Yeah.
Which basically this is because it's, you know, it's a controlled substance and it's addictive medication. And basically I'm in the early stage of withdrawal. But
when your upper lip starts sweating, we're in trouble.
I think that maybe they just need to, maybe if that's what needs to happen, then I don't know.
Yeah.
So. C'est la vie. Anyway.
Go feel better, Madge. Get your medicine, darling. Have a glass tea, a piece pie. You'll feel better.
All right. Thanks for trying to calm me down.
Okay, darling. My pleasure.
In your neck.
Bye, both of you.
Bye.
This is my ending thing here. This is the end now. This is the last thing you're going to hear. Really.
What am I supposed to do now? That's what I'd like to know.
You can eat shit or eat anything that you like or do anything that you like. Just don't assume that I want to know your troubles. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'm a busy woman with a full day's work ahead of me. Please remove yourself from my office.
You're a real cunt, do you know that? A real fucking cunt! How can you be so shitty to people? How can you stand yourself?
I guess there's just two kinds of people. My kind of people and assholes. It's rather obvious which category you fit into. Have a nice day.
This one definitely goes out on a censorship tip. So everybody sit back, relax, and have a champagne sip. We're going to teach these people out there who are going to say what we want to say the right way. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is kick back, swing, and fork, and beat my man, DJ P-Rock, produce extraordinaire. Yo, P-Rock. Make it clear. I can flex, bend, lend a pen to a friend. Keep a party pimping from now till then. I don't have to swear, curse or juggle. Lyrics in the verse to make a party bubble. So Mr. Censorship, tell me what's your problem. The jelly's on the corner, if wifey can't solve them. How did she say it? I'm curious, G. Does she say, honey, love me, or baby, baby, fun me? Anyway, we'll say what we want to say. Play how we want to play, feels good that way. So G-Rap, it's time to kick up first. Do your man a favor, and don't curse. G-Rap.
Telling me don't curse, I reversed and did a verse. First, I put a curse in every verse. I kinda got outrageous. Take it even, made a record. How I'm doing all my B-I-T-C-H's. Ducks, it wasn't for the bucks. Every word that you heard is cause I didn't give a aw, shucks. And yo, I almost forgot. The curse is a plot, but it's getting kinda hot. So I'ma let profanity retire. Hey, but if worse come to worse, I thought you out like a Jabriah. So grand poop will kick up first. But do your man a favor and don't curse.
curse. Don't curse, bust it. I won't curse. I'll take a famous curse word and just say koof. Koof flipped around the other way means huh. Boy, when I do it, see, I can't get stuck. Jump on the mic, then I earn a quick buck. Buck meaning loot. Then I grab some boots and step with my troops. For those who can't follow and got stuck, koof flipped the other way means is this a curse? I freaked the nurse in a hearse, but I made sure I had my hat first. It's time to kick a verse. God cipher the vibe, we can't curse. Go ahead, ask me. Would I kick a curse in a verse? I say nope. Grab your by your hand, wash your mouth out with soap. Thinking to be the last one with the bad lingo. Scooping all the skins in the church, playing bingo. Sound brother Macadar fresh from the tailor. Because I made a movie when he cussed like a sailor. Better get dialect dirty like a subway. Freak a funky loop here to make it go the other way. In a vocabulary scrimmage, but cursing in my village ain't good for my image. So Big Daddy, you know it's time to kick a verse, but do your man a favor. Don't curse. Smooth rap inventor to enter. Run up as questions, not divine, so there's no need to censor. Kiss wanna peep it, but you wanna beat me. What? I feel like slapping a sticker on your
chill, chill, sick.
Two magical rhymes are too tragical for any source to stop. Came from getting capital. If I thought sticking me was Disney, man, don't you know that this will be worse than Stephen King's misery? To clean all profanity, stealing it automatically, rocking any microphone ahead of me. So heavy D, I'm about to disperse. I kick another verse, and don't forget not to curse. Hey, old Big Daddy, check this out. I'm about to do some old slides, slick, smooth, on the trick tip stuff. I'm gonna bring my little cousin, the producer of this joint. His name is DJ Pete, well, I'm definitely part of one of the family. You know what I'm saying, Jay? And he about to flex on this ass, Mike, and get busy like his pit cousin. You know what I'm saying? Check it. Big rock, nigga, verse, but don't curse.
God bless, but I can't mess around with the curses, so I'ma kick verses or a verse. Soul brother number one here to kick facts. Smoke the microphone and produce crazy tracks. Yo, I'm a bad bro, let's start the flow. I'ma kick rhymes till it's time for me to go. I can't curse cause Heavy D said so. Now I'ma get back to the subject, get wrecked. If you think I'm bluffing, just check with the crew. P-Rock and CL Smooth, very down to earth, and we didn't have the curse.
Yeah, man, the abstract poet, Chief Chip of a Chocolate, what's it, a wreck? You know what I'm saying? Got my man P-Rock, my man FD in the house, and we're definitely chilling on a lifted tip. So what's the spit out? Flim, flam, flim, lick my big black stuff. Must I kick a curse to be rough enough? You can put the sticker where the sun don't shine. So back off and let me get my visions in my head. One is dealing with hits. If I have four girls, then I'll lick eight hits. Wait, no one hear no drama. Cause the mum diddly head is a favorite my mama's. So I'll brew out and get mad lifted. Don't have to say up to show that I'm gifted. God bless me cause I reached my 21st FD. Don't drop a curse.
I'm talking about a verse without a curse, that's how I reach ya. I can rock a party without a slur or a harsh verb. Black words, no curse words, Heavy D prefers. So swing, swing to the soul, be clean rhythm. Before we say goodbye, let me tell you how I hit them. CLP, Rock, J, Rap, Maxwell, Big Daddy, Q, Tip, and me as well. Time to say peace, thank beat for the beats. This funky beat was made for the streets. Notice how clean, now we kept every verse. But if worse came to worst, we all said it got it.